All right, this Sunday morning, 8/8/21. This is a word from the Lord, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is The Return of Swift Justice. This is a word from the Lord, but I have some scriptures to go with it.
The Return of Swift
Justice. All right, I'll just read you. I'll write down what the Lord gives me. I also have the gift of prophecy. It's just I'm a scribe and I write it. Just the way the Lord does for me. Occasionally I'll speak it out, but it says, in the kingdom of God, in the earth, all insurrection will be met with swift justice. Never again will there be the department of just us. Their just us injustice has spread like gangrene throughout the earth. All right, Timothy talked about that. We'll look at that. This is 2 Timothy 2:17. I don't think the King James uses the word gangrene, but this one says, and their word will eat as doth a canker. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus? Talking about profane and vain babblings that increase into more ungodliness. I mean, tell you what, you talk about vain babbling, you just turn on any news station for sure. It's just vain babbling. Today is the day of Korah's rebellion. The earth opened up and swallowed all the bad seed and their descendants. They were thoroughly purged from the earth. We're going to read that story, Numbers chapter 16. All right, verse 1. And now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi. Remember that Levi, they were the ministry. And Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? They're trying to usurp a place in the ministry where they didn't belong. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he had chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do. Take ye censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. I heard similar words at one time. Yeah, we have our own concordance. We have our own dictionaries at home. We don't need to hear it all from you. Those exact words. Isn't that what he's saying here? We're all holy. We're all on the same keel, even with you. Which I'm not saying, you know, I'm any better than anybody else. And that's not what he was saying here. But God has order. He has a divine order here. Right, let me read that again. And put this do, take ye censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them, and burn for the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also? They were overstepping in their boundaries of ministry that God had set down. For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord, and what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except that thou might thyself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, thou hast not brought unto us a land that floweth with milk and honey, or giveth us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect now not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow. Take every man his censer and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every one his censer and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. Isn't that kind of what we're having today as far as the church is concerned? There's those that are hearing God and they're doing what's right, and there's the other church, the Babylonian church, that has compromised and gone back to the ways of Egypt. The Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up, went into Dathan, and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of those wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they get up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all their that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. It came to pass, he has made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. There came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censer out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censer of these sinners against their own soul, let them make their broad plates for a covering of the altar. For they offer them before the Lord, therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they were burnt, had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar. So what's the Lord saying to us today through this? For the time is come, 1 Peter 4:17, that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? All right, I have something I've read to you before. I'll read it again. This is from the lady that was a close personal friend of Kim Clement. All right. Prophetic alert. This was in last month. Many of our most famous pastors and Christian leaders are about to be exposed as sexual deviants. pedophiles, and worse. This is the expanded work of God as He comes to set the captives free. It's going to be shocking. If you're a part of providing cover for any of this, stop it. If you're under the spell of any pastor or leader involved in this, break free now. Leave. Then find safe people. Get wise counsel, and if necessary, be a part of confronting or confirming. Time is up for these pastors and these leaders who have been wolves in sheep's clothing. There will be no delay on this reveal. It will be immediate. She said, I got personally unfriended and chastised for saying this many years ago. All I can say is, people, get ready. All right. I told the children of Israel to kill off all of the bad seed. Yes, even children, livestock, possessions, and sometimes foliage. Insurrection is like gangrene and it spreads rapidly. From now on, swift justice will be the way of the kingdom. I told them, and I'm telling you now, I'm not inquiring or requiring you to kill anyone. For the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. It is spiritual. If you do not run them off, they will, just like Israel's thorns in your, like Israel, there'll be thorns in your sides and pricks in your eyes. That's Numbers 33. We're going to read that because there are a few more scriptures added to that. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, speaking to the children of Israel, and saying to them, when you are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. Ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by a lot for an inheritance among your families. And to the more ye shall give, the more inheritance. And to the fewer ye shall give, the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your fathers ye shall inherit. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. There's one issue that I need to deal with also. We want the Lord to bless us, but there's a lot of blood in. There's a lot of blood even in our on our hands, because we're the citizens of this country. I can't say that I know for sure, but this is what I believe. It's what I believe what the Lord has given me concerning all the immigrants coming in. A lot of those are children. We need to embrace those children, because they're unaccompanied. They're victims. We're not just about the children of the USA. We're about the children of the world. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they're precious in His sight. And how can we say, Lord, bless us, if we turn our back on them? And this is, I've changed my way of thinking. If they're adults and they come to the border, out of here. And I'm not so sure that probably this was allowed to happen, since President Donald John Trump still is our president. That maybe, and I heard that at the very beginning of all of this, about the fact that a lot of this is happening so that they could trap the coyotes and the cartels that are paying these people and stuff to come in. They're making loads of money to bring them across the border. And these children that are being exploited, that they're flying and dumping them off in every place in the United States. I'm not so sure that they're not taking those kids and helping those kids, finding them places, or trying to relocate their parents or who they were probably taken from in their country. We need to not be hard-hearted towards these children. They're victims and they're innocent. We don't need to be hard-hearted about the children. Now, if they're adult, that's something different. They know better. And they have a choice. But these children don't have a choice. Okay. Don't cry to me to do something. Get busy. Don't put up with anything. Show no mercy to the enemy. Put your hand to the plow and stop looking back. When you're distracted by the enemy, it's the same as if you are looking back. Kind of like driving your car and somebody, you see something on the side of the road and you turn like that. What could happen? You've taken your eyes off the target. This is the enemy's tactic. He does not want you to move forward and take all the goods he has stolen from you. If you ever get your focus and keep it NCSWC, nothing can stop what is coming. This time in history is the time of all strongholds destroyed and all the stolen goods returned to their rightful owners. This is not the time to bemoan your situation or give up. This is the time to hold the line. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. I have said that all things are yours, so toughen up, Buttercup, and go get it. I laughed when I wrote this. Toughen up, Buttercup. Don't give Satan an inch, for as you can see, he will take a mile and another mile and another mile. Look around you and see, I've given you my grace to recover all that has been stolen, to ruin all the strongholds of the enemy. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's all a lie. All Satan has are lies and deception. He is defeated already. I did it for you. All you must do is enforce it. What's the problem? It's all right. TV clip. I listened to a podcast with Scott McKay and Negative 48. They played a clip from a movie from 1976. This man comes out on the stage and begins to talk to the audience, and this is what he says. This is just a little bit of what he said. It was mind-blowing. Tell a vision. This tube is the gospel. There is a stained glass window in the back like a church behind him. It is the biggest propaganda force in the earth. It is not the truth. If you want truth, go to God. You will never hear the truth here. We tell you what you want to hear. You're beginning to think the tube is real. It isn't real. No more deploring your situation and whining about how tired you are, how fed up you are. You're here for this time and season in history. You've been born for such a time as this. This is why you were born. All right, Esther, chapter 4. I'm telling you, those who will not and have not done what they were supposed to do and they have just bought the narrative, they may not be able to be helped. All right. Esther 4:4. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it to her. Talking about Mordecai. Found out about the plot of Mordecai to kill the Jews. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved and sent raiment to Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatash, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatash went forth to Mordecai into the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasurers for the Jews to destroy them. Also gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther and declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him and to make request before him for her people. And Hatash came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hatash and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the king people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king, unto the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. but have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. They told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to another to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. If thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Many are called, but few are chosen. Many throughout history have stood where you stand, and they were victorious, and they did not have all like you do. Time to stand fully armed to finish this. I'm leading the charge. Okay, Revelation chapter 19. Verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes was as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And that's not us. Those are angelic armies. Just like what Elisha and Gehazi saw. The hill was filled with chariots, angels, the armies of God. They're ready. They're waiting for us to make the decree. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. How does his body, aren't we part of him? We are his body. He's the head. We're the body. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. This is the word. This is us speaking the word. Do you see that? See, everybody gets off into this weirdness. No, it's him literally coming on white horses and doing this and that. No, it is not. It's what really is happening in the spirit realm, whether you see it or not. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Isn't that what we've been doing? We've been smiting the nations. The heathen nations, the ones not... any nation that serves God, but those who are evil. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress with the fierceness of wrath of God Almighty. So a lot of people don't understand this is what the kingdom of God is going to be like. They think Jesus is going to swoop in here and they're not going to have to do anything. No, we're just barely learning to reign. The church has been an ultimate failure. Do you get it? We have totally let the devil overrun the whole earth. But don't be too discouraged. There's a good ending to this. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. If he's ruling with a rod of iron, then we rule with a rod of iron because we rule with him. People that rule with a rod of iron don't let the devil get away with anything. And they're not distracted by the silliness that's going on around us. This freak show, spook house that he's put us through. It's not even real. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great king, that he may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Even our president and those with him, the military, they know it takes the people. That's why it's taken so long. It takes the people waking up and taking back their earth. He gave us this earth. But what can I do? And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. There we are, his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which wished he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive to the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that was set upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Just like Korah's rebellion. Right here. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He's laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. He was cast into the bottomless pit. They shut him up and set a seal upon him. They're being taken out. We have everything to do with it. That's what I try to tell people. We're more important than the military. We're more important than the president. Because we're taking out those demonic spirits that are pulling their strings. And when they're gone, you've cut off the head of the giant. They just take their dragnet, scoop them up. And I hope y'all see that today. Quit letting the devil bounce you about. Just say no to the enemy. Just say no. Your words are your power. I said death and life are in the power of the tongue. When you say no, it is so. When you say yes, it is so. Speak to those mountains that stand in your way. Get in agreement. One can put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. Now is not the time to act like a victim. It's time for the overcomers to overcome. We're at the end. You're now the holders of all ground, as far as your eye can see. Just like Abraham looked northward and southward and eastward and westward, all I said was his. You are his descendants. See yourself strong. You're strong in the power of his might, or of my might. No more excuses. My grace is enough for you too. This is the scare event, and you are at the precipice. The shock and awe is here, as Q has told you. It's been necessary for as many to wake up as possible. Now many have awakened up and are standing up all across the world. They're pushing back. It had to be this way. It had to be this way. If the president could have done it all and he could have swooped up all the deep state, but you would have had all these nations of brainwashed people thinking the same way. And they'd all start acting the same way. It'd start all over again. All right, the Tommy Hicks vision. I want to read a little bit of it to you. All right, let me see here. Well, I think I'll just tell you the part that I want to tell you. In the vision, I remember the giant, to me, I believe, was the church. And he said the giant was loaded down with all this stuff. And it would shake a little bit, and these things would fall off of it. But there came a day where it shook so much that all the stuff came off, and that big giant just melted into the earth, and then it rose up his people on fire, taking the gospel throughout the nations. That's what I see here. That's what came to mind. My body was nearly taken over by the enemy, but now they are standing up. All right, Daniel 7:4 says, "The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it." You have heard many times, if America falls, we all fall. Well, I say, when America stood up, the whole world started standing up. That's prophetic. Daniel chapter 7, verse 4. That is America. We're standing up again. The pendulum is swinging to the other side, the right side, the winning side, my side. Set your hearts to winning. Here's a quote from Donald John Trump from his book, The Art of the Deal. I read it to you last, I think, Wednesday night, but it's worth repeating. This is what he said. I like thinking big. I always have. To me, it's very simple. If you're going to be thinking anyway, you might as well think big. Most people think small because most people are afraid of success, afraid of making decisions, afraid of winning, and that gives people like me a great advantage. Lord's saying, will you rise to the occasion? Quit letting the devil grab your thoughts and keep you days out of commission. Going forward, this is the way your life will be from now on. Anything you have suffered up to this point for my cause will be worth it as this new era begins. 1 Corinthians 29. Well, I forgot to write the chapter, but the verse is 29. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. These are my thoughts here. Just think, our faith declarations will manifest immediately because we live under an open heaven and all the demonics have been put into the pit. No hindrances anymore. The apostolic prophetic ministry, this apostolic prophetic ministry has been raised up for this time. You've always felt that you didn't fit in the old system, but you will in this one. You are to usher in my kingdom and get my church back in divine order. I will not permit injustice in my kingdom. I will rule with a rod of iron. There will never again be the department of just us. Revelation 2:27. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers. How am I going to do this, you may ask? 2 Timothy. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. We're going to be reigning, but we're not going to have the adversary at our face, in our face, dogging us down every minute of every day anymore. When the church is back in divine order, then we can see that government is on his shoulders and the gates of hell will no longer prevail or be able to prevail against it. All right, one more scripture here. Isaiah 9. Six and seven. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom in order to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Think about it. It's going to be on his shoulders. He's the cornerstone. He's the chief cornerstone.